Welcome to Bleeping Motherhood. I'm Bleeping Audrey with Bleeping Carrie, and we have a couple of special guests for you tonight. Our parenting power couple, Shannon and Kevin Davis.
Yay!
Thanks for joining us, Shannon and Kevin. Sure. How are you guys doing tonight?
Well, I must apologize because I'm at the beginning of a cold, so I probably sound super duper sexy, so I apologize for my scratchy, congested voice.
No worries, no worries. All right, so we always like to kick off and find out what everybody's drinking. So I'll let you know that I have a lovely Bud Light can that I'm sipping on. Carrie, what do you have tonight?
Well, tonight I'm drinking a homemade Bloody Mary made with some homemade V3 juice because I don't put 8 vegetables in it. And then just a lot of vodka.
Good.
Wow.
No Tabasco.
There's some Worcestershire. There's actually a lot more lime than I'm used to. It's very tart.
I see.
Still classier than Bud Light.
Thank you. Thank you. So there, Smarty, what are you drinking?
I have a cup of coffee here with a whole bunch of Baileys in it.
Ooh.
It's more Baileys than coffee, I think, but that's how I like it.
Tasty. Shannon, what do you got?
Rocking me Alka-Seltzer Nighttime Cold and Flu Brew.
Ooh, ooh. Did you put a couple of shots in, or?
Not tonight.
All right. Well, feel better. We'll make this quick and painless for you guys. We're going to go right into topic, and the topic is ways our children have embarrassed us. So, Carrie, do you want to lead us off with your embarrassing story?
Yes, I do have a good one. When M-Dog was maybe about 3, and we were at a birthday party, and he was carrying a bunch of balloons and ran through and knocked over, 2 pizza boxes. So, the pizzas fell out flat, splat, down, right? And then ran away. And so then the parent hosting the birthday party, he's like, oh, who knocked over the pizza? It's not accusatorily, just kind of who knocked him over? He's like, I did. He's like, all right, well, it doesn't matter. All right, well, somebody knocked over the pizza boxes. He's like running through the party, I did it. I knocked over the pizza boxes. It was me. We're like, shut up.
And then did you walk away like, we don't know this kid?
Down the street.
Yeah. Not ours. We actually, there's a couple, kids, they just state the obvious in any situation. And I notice when I'm out in public with Sophia a lot, she'll point at somebody who maybe is a little bit larger than your average bear, and she'll point at them and very point blank say, "You're big." I have to sort of field it a little bit, and I don't even know what to say after that. I just have to sort of walk away, and then change subject really, really fast. But if there's always something going on in preschool. If I go to pick her up, and the teacher will keep me after, and I'm like, uh-oh, what's going on here? And she'll be like, well, today Sophia, she had all the kids during cleanup time point at me and say, let's freeze her, because, frozen. Frozen is like a staple in our home, so she wanted to try to freeze my, the teacher. And it's a little embarrassing. You don't quite know what to say. But yeah, these happen all day long, 24/7 in my life. Shannon and Kevin, what do you guys got in the embarrassment shed?
I have one that just happened yesterday and is kind of similar to Sophia observing larger people. Yesterday I was at my mom's house, and my aunt, she has a crap ton of purses that she's giving away, because she's basically a purse hoarder. So, she's having a quote-unquote purse party, but she's giving them away, she's not charging for them. So my mom wanted to make it really fun, and she asked me to do some invitations. So I'm at her house, working on the invitations on my laptop. And Ryan comes over and he's asking me what I'm doing. And so I'm reading him the invitation, And on the top, my aunt's name is Patty. So on the top it says, Patty's Posh Purse Party. And he's I'm reading it to him and telling him what it says. And talking to him, I know this is kind of random, but explaining to him what Patty's Posh Purse Party is when all the words start with the same letter of P is called alliteration and blah, blah, blah. Oh, that's neat. And so then he leans over in my face, and my aunt is there during all of this, and he says, Patty's Posh Purse Party. And my aunt, who is also a little large and in charge,
apparently won't be listening to this.
About it. I had to try so hard not to laugh and reprimand him that that's not what it says. Mm. Eddie was having a posh post party.
Can I get her email real quick?
Betty Patty.
Thank you. Oh, I love little people. Kevin,
well, I have one too.
Yeah, let's hear it.
So, I like to do the grocery shopping because, I don't know, I like soccer moms walking around the grocery store during the day. So, I bring my 4-year-old chick magnet with me, and usually I'll have a cup of coffee in tow and walk around the store, and occasionally nature will call while we're walking around the store. So, this one time, it did, and we had to leave the cart, you know, in the store and walk over to the bathroom, and we go in, and I'm, you know, I bring him in the stall with me, and he's got to go to the bathroom, and so I do too, and we're in, like, the handicap stall because there's room to roam, and, you know, I can't leave him out, you know, for somebody to grab him and run away, so he hangs out with me, and I hang out with him in there, and while we're in there, another gentleman occupies the stall next to us.
Oh, God.
Ryan thought was hilarious. Someone was that close to us, and he could see their shoes. So he starts pointing at their shoes and giggling very quietly and, you know, covering his mouth and smiling. And I'm like, shh, okay, shh. Yeah, it's fine. It's another person. Well, all of a sudden, he comes the, you know, quick barrage of loud noises coming from the stall next to me. So I'm trying to finish up as soon as possible because he's pointing under the stall. The guy could probably see his finger pointing and laugh every time the noise comes out from next door. So we rushed out of there and washed up before the guy had a chance to come out and see who was laughing at him under the stall.
Oh, man.
Well, kudos to Ryan for not actually crawling underneath the stall to go hang out and ask him in person.
Yeah, I probably would have let him go, so because he would have found a surprise under there.
Yeah, that's rough. That's rough. Wow. Good one. Good one. Well, you guys are fantastic. We wanted to thank you for taking the time to talk about embarrassing situations with us. Shannon, we hope you feel better. Get some good rest. And we'll have you again soon. I think that's all for tonight. Thanks everybody for listening. I'm Bleeping Audrey. That was Bleeping Carrie, and we enjoyed those Bleeping Davises. Have a bleeping great week.